Last week in Washington, D.C., the president and the Senate prescribed a host of solutions to the nation's leaky southern border with Mexico. Among them, reinforcements of 6,000 National Guard troops and miles of fencing and vehicle barriers. Members of Congress weighed in on those proposals today. Here's Republican Congressman Charlie Norwood of Georgia speaking on NBC's Meet the Press.
I know for sure in my district they want this border secured. Now, the president took the first right step the other day with the National Guard. Unfortunately, that's not near enough. We're going to have to add about 30,000 to it to actually shut the border down.
On the border in West Texas, NPR's John Burnett reports they take a more jaundiced view of what will and won't work.
Last January, there was an international incident down here at a quiet bend in the Rio Grande, fringed with salt cedar, about 50 miles downriver from El Paso. Sheriff's deputies drove up on a popular drug trafficking spot called Neely's Crossing and witnessed what they say was a Mexican Army Humvee protecting a drug shipment crossing the river back into Mexico. Men dressed as soldiers pointed assault rifles at the Texas lawmen until the load was across. No one was hurt, but the Hudspeth County Sheriff's Department realized how outgunned it was. So when Sergeant Robert Wilson hears that the president wants to send National Guard troops to the border to back up the Border Patrol, he says, us too.
It might be nice to have an American Humvee show up, the National Guard Humvee with a guy up there with a 50 caliber show up behind us, you know. That might be nice. It might make a difference.
Or maybe a big fence would help. This week, the Senate put a provision in its immigration bill that calls for 370 miles of triple-layer fencing. But Hudspeth County Sheriff Arvin West is dubious.
The fence in metropolitan areas may be effective. I guarantee you build a fence in Neely's Crossing in Hudspeth County, Texas. If you don't have the manpower sitting there watching that fence, within a matter of days, it's going to be in somebody's chicken pen in Mexico or horse pen or part of their house in Mexico. You can build it out of whatever kind of material you want to. They'll tear it down and it'll be gone.
The plan proposed by President Bush is to bring down 6,000 National Guard troops to supplement the Border Patrol while that agency hires 6,000 more agents over the next 2 years. The Border Patrol has already doubled in size in the past decade, and it's still not enough. There seems to be a great national impatience over the government's inability to control the international divide. And the chief agents are under enormous pressure to seal it up. Robert Gilbert is responsible for the El Paso sector.
The border's been neglected for decades. It's not going to be resolved overnight. It takes time to hire a quality person. It takes time to get that person up to being 100% efficient in the field. We're getting the agents, we're getting the technology, we're getting the tactical infrastructure. That those are the key components to border success. But it's going to take some time for us to get up to speed.
But even when the Border Patrol gets up to speed, will that alone be effective? Jim Stack is a 17-year veteran agent whose position as president of the local El Paso Border Patrol Union allows him to speak candidly. He says what other agents say off the record, a new border strategy must include penalizing employers who hire illegal immigrants, which the president's speech mentioned only in passing. Stack stands outside the Alamogordo, New Mexico checkpoint in a blustery desert wind.
The strategy that the Border Patrol uses along the border is a failed strategy, and that is deterrence. And you could have agents holding hands from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas, but still people are going to get in. Securing the border goes hand in hand with employer sanctions. They have to be done simultaneously.
Public officials on the border are following the national immigration debate with great interest because they live it. 326 years ago, Spanish friars established missions along the Rio Grande near where Presidio, Texas now stands. It's a remote village surrounded by stunning volcanic mountains. The mayor of Presidio is a high school history teacher named Alcy Tavares. He's a fourth-generation Presidian. His great-grandfather immigrated from Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. Tavares supports border control and opposes amnesty. He says recent immigrants are not as interested in assimilating as earlier generations were.
I teach students at the high school that have gone through our system and sometimes yet refuse to speak English because they're afraid that they're going to forget their culture. You know, I mean, I've been accused of being a racist because, well, you don't want to speak Spanish or you don't want to do this or you don't acknowledge the fact that you're from Mexico. Well, number one, I'm not a Mexican citizen. I'm an American citizen.
And what say the U.S.-bound Mexican immigrants, the silent targets of the plan to build up the most high-tech border in the world? 23-year-old Jorge from Querétaro stops on a Juarez side street on his way to the river, which he plans to cross and then make his way to Atlanta. Yes, he's heard this talk from Washington about controlling the border.
Es inteligente el gringo así a proyectos todo eso. El mexicano es inteligente para estudiar por dónde pasar.
The gringo is intelligent concerning these types of projects, but the Mexican is intelligent in figuring out where to cross. They can put up iron walls and Mexicans will never be stopped. That's where we work. When we Mexicans say we're going ahead, there's nothing that can stop us. No one or no wall can prevent us.
The U.S. government responds, we'll see about that. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.